The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Beautiful Thursday. It's a perfect day. This is it. All these people emailing saying they moved here from Philadelphia for a reason. They're more than happy to be mean to other Philadelphians as they roll into town. Perfect. Yeah, you don't want Philly to show up. There's a reason you left. It is Thursday, though. If you want to drink like a Philadelphian, well, then you need to head to Hooters for February's Beer of the Month. You know, it's funny. It says right here, Thursday 202, right? That's the date?
Yeah.
And then it says, thirsty, head to Hooters for January's Beer of the Month specials. Well, you actually took the time to change the two, and then whoever wrote this didn't change January to February. But I'm assuming there's February's Beers of the Month as well. You can ask about January's. I bet you they got a discount on those. But you can check it out. Hooters has everything. Whoever wrote our copy just wasn't paying attention. It's not Hooters' fault.
What?
But I know. Remember when they were coming hot for those wings? Hooters is coming hot for chicken wings. Like, what?
Get that rider back.
Coming hot chicken wings. I see. Hooters, that doesn't make it better. Anyway, you can get there and take all of that burning hot that they were talking about in the last one and get some beers to wash that down. Only at Hooters and say, thanks for this Brady Report. Brady reported.
Good Thursday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy National Tater Tot Day.
It's a good day. The tot doesn't get the credit it deserves. It's an amazing meal. Tots are fantastic. Tots still excite me. Oh, they got to be right. It can't be soggy and weird. A good tot, forget it.
A couple of basis fun facts.
Best tots in town, Brady. Go. Can't think of the good tots.
OG Sonic.
Sonic's got good tots.
Trying to think. Believe it or not. The Village Club, and anyone can go in there.
Yeah.
Ocotillo and Alma School.
Yeah.
Sweet potato tots.
Not that. I'm out on that.
Or sweet tater tots.
I don't want sweet potato tots.
Yeah, I think I'm out on that.
I want the real tots. I want good, regular tots. Well, anyway.
The old A&Ws used to have great tots.
They've got restaurants that have them, too. I think the...
There were some good tachos at...
Oh, that's what I was trying to think of.
Tachos.
That's right.
That's when you cover them with stuff, they get soggy.
Didn't the Ranch House Grill bring a bunch of tachos, too? Because they get excited about you.
Those got a little soggy.
Yeah, well, that was traveling. Yeah, you can't travel tots. You got to eat tots right there when they come out.
It was good because you put that magical green chili sauce.
You like the tachos. What other place? We went to a place and they brought us a load of tachos thinking Brady was going to show up. You and I were there. Here's your tachos.
Thanks, Chief.
Yeah.
Magic Man. Most people in Ghana are named after the day of the week they were born. For example, boys born on Friday, usually named Kofi.
Hmm.
Saturday, Kwame.
Kwame?
Never knew that.
Kwame means Saturday.
Atlanta went through four names in its first 11 years. It was originally called Terminus.
Great name. Why did that change?
When it was founded in 1836. Then they switched to Thrasherville.
What in the world? These are awesome names.
The guy, Thrasherville, was named Cousin Billy Thrasher.
Is that what it was? And they called it Thrasherville?
He established the town a little more. Terminus, I think, came because it was a train terminal from Atlanta. To link it, and then it went to Marthasville, and find out where that came from. Some broad.
That's right.
Spoiled milk.
Fairly educated guess.
Some broad. When she was young, she was so hot they named a town after her, and then when she turned 40, 45, they're like, ugh, we got to change the name of this town. Martha's not looking so good.
And finally, Atlanta in 1847.
And what's Atlanta mean?
Don't
didn't
know.
Dig that far.
Yeah.
I didn't look into that one.
Damn follow-ups.
Thrasherville had me curious,
Cracker reporting.
You say cracker reporting?
Well, it is now.
That is true.
The surface area of a cat, including all the fur, is about the same as a ping pong table.
Okay. You're a serial killer for knowing that.
Atlanta is named after the Atlantic Ocean.
Oh, okay. Which it doesn't. Okay. Hold on a second. Who's splaying cats out and doing this measurement?
Someone did.
That's right, Brady.
Clearly.
Nice.
Correct.
Someone did. But I'm asking, like, who wrote the article? Who did the study?
Nope. Peered out of the ether, John.
Some guy did it, and I told you about it.
And I don't believe it. And it's just weird enough to make a nutball curious.
Yeah. I'm curious about...
nothing.
14-pound cat, 11-pound cat, does that make a difference?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Know? Well, I mean, 3 pounds of a cat.
It wouldn't be bigger.
It's a big percentage.
Don't
Happy Groundhog Day, everybody.
Yeah, you know, he saw his shadow, right? I mean,
he saw a shadow today, 6 more weeks of winter. Don't put too much stock into it, but it's a pretty good prediction probably this year. He's been making them since 1886, and he's been right 39% of the time.
Why do we follow
him? Still got a job?
You'd be
all
better
weathermen
off.
Are about that. All weathermen are about that.
You'd be better off flipping a coin.
Yeah, it's 50-50 in a coin.
The Groundhog Club.
I mean, it's
Club.
50-50 with him, too. He misses. He's got one or the other, so it's not like they just don't flip him.
The Groundhog Club claims he's never wrong. They say it's their fault for misinterpreting his language.
Oh, they haven't learned it in 130 years.
Groundhoggies.
Right.
He usually predicts 6 more weeks of winter.
Pretty safe in Pennsylvania to take that shot.
106 times.
Apparently not if they're only right 36% right. Well, of the time or 32% of the time.
What does that mean, 6 more weeks of winter? It's guaranteed there's 6 more weeks of winter. Yeah. It's winter till March. So it's always 6 more weeks. He's never wrong because winter is in 6 weeks.
Here's a tradition they stopped. They used to eat Phil after he made his prediction. Yeah.
That's what Bill Murray
they
said.
They served him up after the first official Groundhog Day in 1887. Said he was quite tender.
Yeah. Remember in Groundhog Day when Bill Murray's fed up and he goes, "You're a bunch of hypocrites. You do it wrong. You used to take the groundhog and you'd cook him and you'd eat him." And everybody thought that was made up. No, it's a fact.
Phil has a wife. Her name is Phyllis.
Of course.
They never had kids. Groundhog Club says she doesn't drink the elixir of life and isn't immortal. Like,
what is wrong?
Punxsutawney Phil
settle
is.
Settle down with the backstory.
Wow. Go back to Philadelphia and Punxsutawney and everywhere in Pennsylvania.
Hey. There's one little section that's pretty good.
The record gathering at Gobbler's Knob.
Still love them. Stop it. Your children.
It was 40,000 people in 2020. Next year was zero. It's COVID. They did it virtually.
It's evidently a hell of a party.
Yeah. Before Bill Murray, the movie came out 30 years ago this month, only around 2,000 people would show up.
Yeah. It's evidently it's turned into like an awesome party.
And some guy, speaking of the movie Groundhog Day, some guy just finished watching it every day for a full year. He wrote an article about it on theconversation.com. The first month was fun, he said. He focused on the story, but after that, he knew it so well, all I could do was zone in on tiny details.
Yeah.
One of them, he mentioned, the kid in a wheelchair in the background of a hospital scene, he realizes the same kid Bill Murray starts catching every day when he falls out of the tree.
That's the we know that.
I didn't know there was
because
the same
he
kid
saves
in
him from having a broken back. That's why he's catching him.
I thought there was another kid in the background. That's what he's saying that was...
But the kid in the back is in the wheelchair. But, yeah, like that was the thing with the reason he went to that hospital. He sees that, and then he starts to help the people in the hospital. I bet you there's more than just that one.
The third stage started 6 months in after he basically memorized everything.
Oof.
Says watching the movie was pretty miserable at that point, and he was talking to the characters as it played. But the fourth stage came around month 9 where he started to enjoy it again. Partly because he was talking about it with other fans.
Right. Did he get paid for this?
Yeah, from writing the article.
He's probably going to do some documentary now.
Man. He says he might watch it again, but not anytime soon.
Right. That's right. So maybe not also. Brady is the most unbelievably middling milquetoast reporter of ever.
Wow. He may watch it again. He also may not. Parts of this movie I enjoyed. Other parts I didn't like at all. 3 stars.
He's a weatherman.
He is.
A new survey asked people what they'd give up to never have to worry about various ailments, including COVID-19. On average.
What they'd give up?
Yeah. Americans would pay $13,500 to be cured of COVID forever.
Oh, you're talking about money. How much money that they would give up.
Or give up.
Like an eye?
Yeah, hangovers, they'd pay $3,200.
This is just pricing.
Yeah. But here's the give up part, if you want to know that. 78% say they'd give up brunch.
Yeah, I don't eat brunch too often anyway. Yeah. Brunch.
60% would give up coffee. 35% would give up the internet.
Idiots.
29% could go without desserts. 17% said they'd give up sex.
They're with the wrong people.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, all women.
5% would give up their partner altogether.
They were looking for a reason.
Yeah.
What if it cures COVID? Yeah, I'd get rid of her. Would you give up your partner for, better traffic? Yes, if the traffic got better, I'd give up my wife. What about, free lasagna once a week? Yes, you take her. Just get her out of here. Yeah, the pricing thing doesn't make sense. You just can't put an arbitrary $3,200 for hangovers for your whole life. Of course you're going to pay that. That makes sense.
People in Mississippi would shell out $69,000 to be permanently immune to COVID. More than 5 times the national average. People in Massachusetts would pay $65,000.
Isn't it weird that the poorest state in the nation would throw $69,000 to get rid of COVID, but not to get rid of poverty?
Arizona?
Interesting.
$1,000
to get rid of COVID.
Yeah,
that the price thing doesn't make any sense.
And Idaho and Rhode Island,
arbitrary.
1,000 or no more than 1,000. Like if they asked for $1,500 to get rid of COVID forever, we'd be like, no.
I'll pay $1,000.
They must ask you.
I'll go to as high as 1,000, but 1,500 stupid. I'll take COVID. Not even afraid of it.
Bring it on!
Bring it on for 1,000 American. What, I rob a bank? Bust some windows.
John, please help your boys at the news. Apparently this morning they said here in Arizona we have Agua Fria Freddy instead of that stupid Punxsutawney Phil.
Yeah, they've been trying that.
What?
It's like a lizard or a Gila monster or something. They hold it up. And I'm like, it's always nice here. Knock it off. Trying to have a catch with that since I was a kid. They've tried little Groundhog Day things in the desert. I think it's a Gila monster. I don't remember, though. It's like a lizard or something.
Look it up.
And then, I don't know who holds it up. Like, some
not
idiot
Paul Horton.
Just looks and goes, this is a shadow. Of course it's a shadow. There's no clouds.
Somebody captured a pink pigeon in New York City. And they're finding out.
It's radioactive.
No, they used it for a gender reveal, is their guessing. So they dyed this pigeon.
Just one?
And so the... well, that's the only one they found.
I know. The other ones are dead. It's the survivor.
So they had to make an announcement and say, please stop doing this.
Just stop doing gender reveal parties, but especially if it requires dying animals.
You see the picture of it, man. It is. It's a good dye job.
Hilarious. Somebody corralled a bunch of pigeons, dunked them in pink dye and let them go?
I guess.
Mike Tyson's pigeons that would come home. These are the ones that are like, good, we found these on the street. We got 8 or 9 of them.
It looks like it might be a pigeon they use, Mike Tyson's kennel that it flew from. I don't know what you call that. Like a domestic pigeon?
Yeah, I don't know what it would be either. Mike Tyson's pigeons, that's what I call it.
I think if somebody dyes my pigeons, I swear to God, I'll spell the word die different. You're going to,
Because it's a king pigeon, and they...
That's right, Brady.
snow white plumes, usually.
That's right. They're beautiful birds. And you put pink all over them, make them sissies. That's... Nobody's going to turn my pigeons into a bunch of
Oh, it's a snake. That's Agua Fria is a dangerous snake. I forgot. Agua Fria Freddy is a rattlesnake. And then they coax it out of a hole and then talk about winter.
Apparently, morons. He works the opposite of Punxsutawney Phil, and because he saw his shadow, it's the
end of winter, because he's coming out of hibernation. Right. Some idiot came to Roosevelt Elementary when I was there in sixth grade with a tank full of snakes. And Brady's best friend. The Brady's in the class were like, whoa! Like, just a pile of rattlesnakes.
Awesome.
In a room full of sixth graders. The chance of one of us knocking that aquarium over and causing instant death to Stephanie Stalnecker is pretty high. And they, dude held it up and he goes, duh. And he started to talk about how it can predict weather. It comes out of hibernation. You can put it down. I hope that thing eats you. I was a cynical sixth grader. Like, this is an idiot move. Whoever's in charge of this should be fired. Let's bring in deadly animals to the kids.
Heads up, parents. 15 students in Mexico had to be hospitalized this week after taking part in the latest internet challenge, the TikTok challenge.
Here we go.
It's you get a group of people and you take a tranquilizer, and then the last one to fall asleep wins.
Oh. Okay. That's kind of, they did that in the movie Role Models when they took a bunch of the sleeping pills and then tried to stay awake to have sex. Because they said that, right, if you can do that right before you fall asleep, but the sleeping pills put them out. But the girl that he was going to have sex with had great cans. It's the great scene.
Fourth school in Mexico to have an incident like this in the past year.
That's one of the safer ones, so long as they don't, because you're not going to overdo it if your goal is to stay awake.
Yeah, they're not saying, yeah, but it depends on what kind of dosage, too.
Right. Where are they getting the tranquilizers is the question. Mom and Dad, that's where.
Well, it's in Mexico, right?
Oh, it is? It's a Mexican? Yeah. What do we care about that for? Yeah,
exactly. You can get them anywhere there.
Right. They're just laying in the streets. They'll write your name on a pill.
Here you go. Here's an Ambien with a little, they wrote your name on it.
Oh, thank you, Pablo. Me and kids and I are going to have a fun time with this. That's in Mexico. Brett's right. So what? TikTok? They have TikTok in Mexico? That shocks me.
Slim Halu. Of course.
I didn't know they had the internet there.
Yeah.
I thought that's why everyone was leaving. Their bits are too slow. They got MPBS issues.
I have two quick Brady videos. First one's a couple of orangutans.
Okay.
One's learning not to grab the other one's food.
Okay. One is eating, the other is not. And they're holding a baby, too. I'm listening to Dido.
Gives it the boot.
That's Brady.
It's quick boot. All
this right, next stupidest one. Stupidest thing I've ever seen.
Is your soup du jour, John.
You're not getting away with that. Again, self-edit a little bit. Show that to Kirby at home. That's not for adults. This thing doesn't even
That's a good boot. She goes down 2 feet. You can see her land.
She got kicked off of a street
Sorry,
mattress.
The fall wasn't to death.
It's no big deal.
Yeah. Brett will take care of this. Brett will take care of this. Don't you worry.
All right, this is your soup du jour today.
Oh, God. Oh, she's got her hand in it already.
No, it's too late. You got to get past it.
What was that?
Seasoning.
She just hosed it with her mouth. Venom shot out of that Vietnamese woman right into a bucket of queso, and now she's eating it.
Puts the cup back in her mouth.
She might be a TikTok parent.
Oh, man. What is that? I've never seen a woman do that. That's violent vomiting.
Bile puts a little love.
Nobody flinches, which means that's an ingredient.
Yep.
That's just the norm.
That's what they eat over there. And whatever absolute that is. Yikes.
Ugh. All right. Got a couple seconds.
Nobody budges like, hey, asshole, what was that?
Is it almost done, Mom? Yeah.
Yuck.
So a couple kids having fun pulling some donuts in a riverbed.
Okay.
Apparently.
Still some water in that. Oh, they're doing donuts in the water and like.
And then truck comes by above and clears them all out.
That's a pretty souped up truck. It's a dune buggy in the water. That's pretty neat. Oh, yeah. There's kids. Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, he clipped a couple.
Oh, he got three of the six.
Yeah. All right. Almost killing people.
And then...
Brett's got me spoiled. These are...
I know.
These are Disney videos.
You might like this one. Trying to chop wood.
Oh, she's a girl chopping wood. This will be bad. Oh! Man, bounce the axe right back into her head. Oh, man. That's going to leave a mark. What did she do? Oh, stop playing it. It makes my teeth hurt.
Lucky didn't flip.
And then, well, yeah. Well, I don't know Lucky's involved in that at all. Almost wish it would flip. Now she's kind of mentally challenged. At least the other side would have killed her.
No sound on this one, but I know how you like a good knockout.
Okay. Are we over the kickboxers? Oh, my goodness. Yes, that was quick.
Now watch, I'll slow it down. Boom, elbow.
Oh, it's an elbow across. Oh, my God.
And face plant.
Sleep.
Does he call it?
That was a referee's calling it.
He's out.
No, they're going to let that one keep. Just give him 10, Brady. Give that sleeping guy.
You got 10, man.
He just lost that ambient challenge you were talking about.
Sleeping 8 count.
He went away. Yeah. That's a good little spinning elbow coming from the back edge. It's a risky punch. He turned his back on the guy. Anyway, good stuff. All right, Brett, finish it.
By that,
I mean humans. All right.
I'll start off with this one.
In a parking garage.
Some broad trying to figure out how to park her car.
Oh, God.
Okay, she just did what I did at that Biltmore thing, ran over the car next to her. Now she's backing up a little bit, or trying to.
Trying to figure it out.
She's going to go into the pole.
Nope, she's opened the door and left the car in reverse, and now, oh, she's getting smushed. There's no way she's getting out.
Oh,
yeah, she left the car door open and backed right in.
Nice Porsche,
too. Yeah. Well.
But she could afford the repairs.
Yeah.
All right. Nobody died there, though. That was close.
There's a little biking accident.
Cobblestone
streets. There's no death here either, so okay. I'm just working up to it.
People just coming around.
What?
Big Peloton. Oh, that guy, he just ran right into a car.
What happened?
Well, can't even blame that guy.
No.
Must have looked back.
Car didn't do a thing. It was a truck towing a car. He smashed into the car.
And
here we go.
I got one worse.
All right.
Okay.
This one's kind of a miracle one. So. A
couple people sitting outside of a doctor's
room.
She gets right up. Little pliable.
Like a champ, too.
Yeah. Look at that.
Took it like a champ. She was sitting on a park bench. She died
5 minutes later.
Oh, yeah. The internal bleeding is. There's no question about that.
Whoa.
And she gets right up. Those are her last 5 steps. And then Daddy took her corpse to the hospital.
Tua Tagovailoa says, oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Tua's not as tough as her. Right,
this
now
one,
we've got it. Here we go. Brett's death videos are inevitable.
This one's coming from a new
person.
Yes.
Oh, a new contributor.
Yeah, it's good old gore for the boys is what this one's entitled. No. So
let's take
there
a
you
look.
Go.
Have you previewed it?
Yep.
Oh no.
Okay. Here we go. Some guy just sitting there chatting. I don't have sound. What happened?
I saw it coming.
Oh, come on. He's got his head up against a block wall, and a guy sledgehammers it, and then sledgehammers him down again. Oh, God. That's just a murder.
That's just a murder, Brad.
Whoa.
That's from Pure Violence Telly.
That's a murder.
Wow.
That's Faces of Death fakeness.
Don't allow Brady to think that's real,
because it'll change him. Yeah, Brady has to imagine.
It can't be real.
That's fake. People don't do that. That's not real.
Don't get mad because we didn't have the same thing with your orangutan.
Well, Brady, now.
That guy only fell two feet.
Not only is it...
now he's mad at me. Yeah.
Not only is it real, probably got the idea from the Bible. So it really, really is toying with your belief system. The dude's half of his head is up against a cement wall, and then they sledgehammer the open half. And when he falls back to the ground, they go over the top, smash him down. He didn't have a very strong skull at all. He was done. Holy crap. What country did that happen in?
I have no idea.
Do not pick fights with that country.
I watched it one time, and when I played it for you guys, I looked the other way.
Wow.
That was enough.
Top 5, worst one.
I don't know. Splitsville's
an accident. This dude
this guy's like, intentional.
He's just sitting there with his head up against the wall, knowing what's coming. Splitsville just fell off a train. I can't imagine. All right, put your head up against this. I'm like, all right, I know what you guys are going to do. Why is he holding the sledgehammer? I mean, you know what's going to happen, traitor. Yeah, don't pick a fight with that country.
Damn.
Holy smokes. All right, then. Yikes. Well, there goes your Brady report and my breakfast.
Yeah.
We can't post that. That's illegal.
No, I'm not
it's
posting
wildly
it.
Illegal I'm to post that.
I'm not sending it out either.
B. Vesely at 98K.
No, I'm not sending it out
that
either.
Can
nope,
of
absolutely not.
Keep your receipts.
Brett likes the radio these. Station sent this to me. Didn't even ask.
Yep, not doing it.
It's randomly fire that off to 10 lucky listeners.
Here's one of my personal ones.
You can
ones,
hit up
Brett.
Andrew Williams if you want it. He's the one that sent it to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Search Andrew Williams out and get it. Holy cow. Why does Andrew Williams have that? I want to put him on a list.
I have no idea.
We're calling the police on Andrew Williams. Good Lord. Anyway, well, there you go. That's your Brady Report. And that one was tough. It's 98K UPD.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's FamilyBBQ.com.